Hillsburg, while approval is recommended for a zoning bylaw amendment that would permit a new residential development on Trafalgar Road, several steps remain before shovels can break ground. According to a new report coming to Erin Council for approval on Thursday, staff is recommending permitting a zoning bylaw amendment to allow Hillsburg Heights to proceed with the next steps in developing a plan of subdivision to facilitate over 300 residential units, a new school and park at 5916 Trafalgar Road. Currently occupied by a single detached dwelling, a barn, and drive sheds with perceived heritage value, the development proposes 195 single detached dwellings on lots with minimum frontages ranging from 13.7 meters to 21.3 meters, as well as 174 townhouse units with site-specific provisions for end or corner lot unit frontage and height. In the report, staff said future development lands have been zoned for single detached dwellings, townhouse dwellings and a commercial block, and holding provisions have also been proposed to prohibit development until adequate water and wastewater service is available, servicing allocation has been granted, appropriate zoning is in place and a subdivision agreement or a site plan agreement has been registered on title. The proposal represents appropriate greenfield development and will contribute to the mix of uses, provides an additional form of housing and affordability to the town's current housing stock, and presents a built form that is compatible with the surrounding neighborhood context, said staff, in the report. The updated application also responds to several comments from a public meeting in 2022, when residents shared concerns about traffic, privacy, drainage, and why a park and elementary school were proposed with the application. In their response, staff said the school board has identified the need for a second school based on the projected growth within Hillsburg. It also defended the new park, saying it's unsafe for children to cross Trafalgar to access the existing Victoria Park, and locating a park in the subdivision will provide a safe space for children to play. Following potential amendment approval, a proposed draft plan of subdivision to facilitate the proposed development will come forward to council. The draft plan will address all technical and design requirements, including final built form, road network, servicing, and stormwater management. When council provides its conditions of draft approval, the application will be forwarded to the county for approval. Isabel Buckmaster is the local Journalism Initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.